The question was asked, how come we make the blessing Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Oved, Shelo Asani Isha? We say it in negation. We thank God that He did not make us into a non-Jew. He did not make us into a servant. He did not make us into a woman. Why do we make the blessings that way? Most blessings are in the positive, in the affirmative. Shouldn't we have made a blessing thanking God for making us a Jew, for making us a free man, for making us male? Wouldn't that have made more sense? So this question was raised by numerous commentaries. I think the first one to discuss it was the Bach on the tour, Rav Yoel Sirkis, who wrote a commentary on the tour. He lived in Poland. And that's his commentary and his response are called Bach, Bait Chadash, because the Beis Yosef was the early and most well-known commentary, the Beit Yosef. And after him came Rav Yoel Sirkis, so he called himself the Bait Chadash, the new house. So in his commentary, he quotes, some ask, why didn't the rabbis institute to make the blessing in the positive? Ordinarily, we thank God for what He did to do on our behalf. What kind of blessing is this where you thank God for what He didn't do? Thank you for not putting me in a pit. What do we say? We say, thank you for opening my eyes. We don't say, thank you for not making me blind. We say, thank you for giving me the capacity to walk. We don't say, thank you for not making me a cripple. So how come in these three areas we say, thank you for not, instead of thank you for yes? It contradicts the whole order of the blessings of the morning, the 15 blessings of appreciation. So the explanation that's offered is based on a line in the tractate Erevin, where the Talmud says, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra mishenivra. A person is better off not being created than created. Because once he's created, he has a lot of challenges and he doesn't often stand up to them. If he wasn't created, fine. You know, no positive potential, no negative potential. But being that once he's created, he has a lot of responsibility and it's very hard to live up to that responsibility. Most people do not. So he would have been better off not coming to the world. A big argument in Talmud, but that's the conclusion. Being that we're already created, we have to give blessings and thanks. We're here, we have a job to do, no one asked us. That's it, deal. So we make a blessing that, if you've already created me, thank you for not making me A and B and C. That's one level of understanding. I can't say, thank you for creating me, because that wasn't in my interest. What could I say? Thank you for creating me a Jew? Well, I would have been better off not being created, period. So I can't say the blessing, thank you for creating me. I don't really want to give thanks over that. I have to deal now that I'm here. I enjoy life. Nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, I can't really say thank you for that. So that's one level of understanding. The Bach quotes that as a first level of understanding. And then he says, in truth, I don't think the question begins. Because what our sages wanted was that we would have a build-up in the order of thanks. That we would have a build-up in our levels of appreciation. And the second you would have made the blessing, She'asani Yisrael, thank you Hashem for making me born a Yisrael, an Israelite. So that encompasses being Israelite, being free, being male. It's all encompassing. You couldn't then follow up and say, thank you for making me a free man. You said you're an Israelite. That's sort of self-evident. Thank you for making me male. Because ordinarily, a woman is called a Yisraelit, not a Yisrael. So once you say, She'asani Yisrael, once you made that first blessing, you've encompassed everything. So our sages wanted you to make three blessings to understand. Be thankful you were not born non-Jewish. Be thankful you were not born as a slave. Look at where you are. You wouldn't be able to get here necessarily if you were born into slavery. Be thankful you were born male and you have capacity to perform certain mitzvot. So they wanted us to have appreciation for these different aspects. And if their verbiage would have been Sha'asani Yisrael, then you couldn't have covered it. You would have already had them all covered and you wouldn't have appreciated the levels. So that's the Bach's explanation, meaning first he quoted what people ordinarily say, then he gave his own interpretation. Following the Bach came his son-in-law, the Taz. He wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called the Taz, Rav David Alevi. He was also from Poland. And he learned by his older brother, Rav Isaac Alevi, Rav of Ludmir, author of Shutmari Alevi. He was a child prodigy who married the Bach's daughter. Long, interesting stories about that marriage and that relationship between the Taz and his father-in-law. He calls his father-in-law Mori Chami, my teacher, my father-in-law. And the Taz says as follows. Many people ask why we make this blessing in the negation and not in the positive. And they say, the first answer, that the Bach quote. They say, because you can't say thank you for creating me, because you would have been better off not being created. And then he quotes his father-in-law's own answer, and he says, I have a problem with it, because why do we make so many blessings? If you could have covered it all with one blessing, then why make more blessings? So I think, he says, that our sages wanted to teach us something with this manner. A person shouldn't think that there's a problem, so to speak, with creation. You have the models which are right, and then you have the defects. You have the lemons. A person could view the world and say, wow, God created great people in this world called Jews. And then there are all those defects, everyone else. No, that's not what you should think. So our sages wanted us to see that. And so our sages said, we're going to set up the blessings in a way that a person will understand. There's a need for humanity. There's a need for men. There's a need for women. There's a need for Jews. There's a need for non-Jews. There's a purpose in all of this creation, and each one has a purpose in this world. So our sages said, if you make the blessing Shelo Asani Akum, what you're saying by inference is, you didn't make me that, but you didn't make them that. You didn't make me a woman, but you did make other people into women. Meaning our sages wanted to say the negation because, on the one hand, we're thankful that we're here. We're thankful that if God created a world with Jews and non-Jews, so I feel like I'm fortunate that I was created into a Jewish family. My soul went down into that body that was born into a Jewish family. But when I look at the other people who were created not that way, I have to look at them and say, that was on purpose. That's not a defect. They have a purpose in this world. So if I would say, thank you God for creating me this way, then I would really be overlooking that there was also a purpose in creating other people another way.
The person I was discussing this with thought the opposite.
Right.
Thought that by saying Shavua Asani, that it would be saying that I'm happy with what I have, and thank God it's not that.
He's saying that the terminology, thank you for not making me that, it's saying you made two. Thank you for not making me that. Meaning you made others that, but thank you for not making me that.
And if I just said thank you for making me that, thank you for making me, then I'd say that other thing, I'm not giving it its proper place.
Right.
It would be more negative on that if I just.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Now that's a question of linguistics. I'm saying we don't understand the nuances of Hebrew well enough.
Too. It's
Well, the question is also how you put the stress. Thank you for not making me that, or not thank you for not making me that. Right? There's a big difference.
Right.
So he's saying the stress should be, thank you for not, I understand you made both in the world, and thank you for not putting my soul there. I know you had to put some people there, but thank you for not making me there.
Heavy point is not in this. Heavy point is in the part that you cannot say thank you that you made me Israel. I think that that is the heavy point. Because that, you must say something negative. Because you cannot say that.
So right. Now, okay, so those are three major shitot as to how to understand why we say Shiloh Asani.